Okay, good morning. Today's daf is a very, very famous daf. Daf Samach Vav, for the issues of mixtures and prohibited items losing their identity when they are overwhelmed by a majority. What's called bitul birov, or more precisely, bitul bishishim, something losing its identity in a majority of 60 times its amount. That we already saw already in the Mishnah. Just to review, the Mishnah said that if you had yei nesach, if you had prohibited wine, wine that had actually been poured to an idol, that fell on top of grapes. So that's okay, there's no real absorption then, because the grapes are covered with their peel, so just wash off the grapes. But then the Mishnah said if the grapes were cracked, so then you have the taste of the yei nesach inside the grapes, it all becomes prohibited. If the wine, though, fell on top of figs or on top of dates, also it gets absorbed. And if there is imyesh behen benotain tam, if you can still taste the wine, in other words, if there's less than 60 of the grape to, I'm sorry, of the fig or the date to the wine, so you can still taste the wine, then the whole thing becomes prohibited. But then there's a line missing, which should say, and that's only if the taste is a net positive for this mixture. But if the taste is putrid, it hurts, then it's permitted. And in fact, it was a story with Baisus, son of Zonin, that he brought dried figs in a boat. A barrel of wine broke. It fell on top of the grapes. They asked the sages, what's the status? And the sages said that these figs were permitted because the taste was a net negative taste. So this is the rule. Any time that there is a beneficial taste, that you get benefit from this taste of the prohibited item and you can feel that taste, it's prohibited. And wherever there's a taste, but it's a putrid taste, it's not a positive to the mixture, then it becomes permissible. For example, if you had wine of idolatry, that it become vinegar. So it's still not kosher. And if the vinegar falls into greasin, you guys said was beans of some sort, lentils, so then it's a net negative, and net negative is permitted. Now, David, a question.
So I don't understand. Based on this logic, if you travel abroad and there's no kosher restaurant,
good,
you order something,
right,
you don't know about the kitchen in,
right,
why are you not allowed to try to order like fish or salmon?
Right, right.
If it's cooked, then it can have that taste added to it.
Very good, very good. It's a good point. So you're saying that the non-kosher taste may be less than 60 times, so maybe it's permitted. So here you get into the issue called Ein Mevatlin Isur Lechatchila. We are not allowed to, in the first instance, create a situation of Bitul V'Shishim, of nullification by 60. If we take a little bit of, I don't know, whatever it is, non-kosher wine, we put this little bit of non-kosher wine into a big pot, you say, oh, but it's less than 60, so it's not going to be such a problem. If we did it initially, then bittul doesn't work. Bittul only works if after the fact it was a mistake. Oh my gosh, it was a mistake. Oh, let's look now. If there's 60 times more, it's okay. But if we chose to create this problem, then bittul doesn't work. So if a person goes to a restaurant and he orders, as you say, kosher, basically kosher dish, whether it be fish or some vegetables, some cooked vegetables. So, the cooked carrots are okay, so it's just a matter of the taste. Maybe the tastes are less than 60, but if I'm asking for them to cook it for me, so I'm creating this mixture, so then already it doesn't work. There is no bittul. That's a good point.
A case of a spill, basically.
If an accident happens.
But Rabbi, you could go there and tell them put the fish in a wrapping foil.
Double wrap, right? If you say to them, let me see a raw piece of fish, wrap it with two layers of foil. So two layers of foil is not going to get any tastes from the oven or from the other stuff. And if they were to cook it in two layers of foil, then yes, the fish is okay, but you can't eat on their plates because their plates have all sorts of tastes coming out. So you'd have to have like a disposable plate and disposable fork and knife.
But, if it would be less than 160, right?
It may be less than 160, but again, when you're choosing to create the situation, you can't avail yourself of the nullification of 160th. So you'd have to say, okay, I'm in a non-kosher place. Here's a piece of fish. Let's say I go to the market, I find raw piece of salmon that's kosher. Wrap it twice in silver foil. Ask them to, just put it in. Let me see you put it into the oven. Put it into the oven. It's okay. And then even better is for me to turn on the oven, right? Because official akumer. Let me turn on the oven for a second and put it in. I'll come back to take it out in 20 minutes. That's fine.
But it has to be double wrapped. Not the one double single wrap is not good. Wrapped,
double wrapped. Wrapped. Right, or you can order from our local caterer one of his frozen double wrapped meals and put the double wrapped meal into the oven. It'll get cooked there.
And microwave, a plate to put on a microwave?
In terms of bishul akum, I think so. Yeah, I don't think that's something that the president would go on the president's table. So if it doesn't go on the president's table, right, it's not bishul akum issues. Okay, so today's daf. The Gemara had said, we learned in the Mishnah, the Mishnah spoke about wheat, and the Gemara said, but how's the wheat going to absorb any of the wine? So the Gemara says, well, wheat has a crack, and that's how the wheat could absorb some wine. So now, today's daf, we're going to deal with a couple of topics. We spoke about in the Mishnah of wine falling into cut open grapes, wine falling into figs, wine falling into dates, and wine falling into wheat. So now we're going to introduce a new concept. There's something called min bimino. If you have a mixture of two items, the non-kosher, do we have an extra Gemara for Rabbi Arari? We have one, okay, great. If we have a mixture of two items, one non-kosher and the other kosher, and they're both of the same type, then this Gemara is of the opinion, we'll see, it's an argument actually, but this Gemara is of the opinion that min bimino, two of the same type, there's no nullification at all. It's aser b'mashu, it creates a prohibition, even in a trace amount. So now the question becomes, how do you define same type? So let's see. Says the Gemara, Chamra Atika Be'anvi. Let's say you have old wine. So old wine is wine that is fermented, has a strong taste of wine. It falls into grapes. Let's say the grapes are cut open. So Devri Akol, everybody agrees that these are two different types. One is called wine, the other is called grapes. One has a taste of wine, the other has a taste of grapes. They have different tastes and they have a different name. So then there's min b'she'eno mino, and then you need b'no same tam. If the wine gives a taste, it's prohibited. But if the amounts of wine were so small that that their taste is not felt when you eat the grapes, because the grapes are 60 times more than the wine, then it is all permitted. So that is b'no same time, when it gives a taste. Chamra chadetza b'invi, if you have new wine falling into grapes, so you have pressed new wine, you have grapes, and you have basically the juice that just came out of grapes. So that has the same taste. Maybe it has a different name, but that still tastes like grapes. So Abaye Amar, since two things here have the same taste, that according to Abaye, that's not min b'she'eino mino, a type with a different type, that's a type with its own type, and therefore b'mashahu, the prohibition is even with there is an infinitesimal amount, even a tiny amount, there is no bittul, there is no nullification, because it's two items of the same, basically the same, min b'mino. Min b'mino ain't no batal, there is no nullification. Rava said, no, even though they have the same taste, but they have different names. One is called juice, the other is called grapes. So b'no same time. It only creates a prohibition if it's a ratio of, you know, less than 60 times of the prohibited. But if you have 60 times more permitted than the prohibited, it becomes permissible. Now the Gemara explains the argument. Abaye, Amar B'mashu, Abaye says when you have grape juice with grapes, even a small amount creates a prohibition, because Abaye, Basar, Taimaz, Lina. Abaye says we follow tastes. Idi v'idi chad taimu, both have the same taste. Therefore, havale min bimino. Therefore, it's a type with its own type. Min bimino bimashu. When you have a mixture of a type with its own type, even a small amount creates a prohibition. However, Rav Amar bino same time, Rav says we look at the ratio of 1 to 60, even when it's grape juice with grapes, because basar shmaz lina. To define an item, we look at its name. Hai shmalachud, v'hai shmalachud. This is called juice, this is called grapes. Havle min b'sheino mino. So it's a type with a different type, juice with grapes. Min b'sheino mino b'no same time. When you have a type with a different type, then it only creates a prohibition if it's giving a taste, namely if it's more than 1/60. But if it's 60 times more the permitted to the prohibited, it all becomes permitted.
Rabbi, here you're talking about non-kosher wine here, going falling to grapes.
Correct.
Okay, now, when they do the testing, okay, to see if it tastes different or whatever, if it's non-kosher, they already had non-kosher in their mouth.
Excellent question. So we have to have an expert non-Jew do the taste. Because when normally we would entrust a non-Jew, but when we have a kfela, when we have a non-Jew, this is his business. He cares about his professional reputation. We have a chef, we have a non-Jew doing the taste, or we'll have a non-Jew doing the taste, and we'll trust him if he doesn't know that it's relevant for our halacha. He's mesiach lefi tumo. He's just talking innocently. So then we can trust him. But if he knows that we need him to tell us what is kosher or not, he might deliberately try to mess us up, and we can't necessarily trust what he has to say. Okay, now the Gemara tries to apply our Mishnah to the argument between Abaye and Rava. Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, Yei nesach shenafal al gabi anavim, if you have non-kosher wine that falls on top of grapes. So if the grapes are cut open, so then the Mishnah said, you know, same time, you have to look at the taste. So, kasal kadaita, so presumably, we thought, chamra chadata b'envi, we're talking about what type of wine? New wine, brand new wine, grape juice, it's falling into grapes. And my labino, same time, and the whole Mishnah's theme is about the issues of giving a taste. It means you, even though it's juice with grapes, you need to have 1/60, not that even a small amount creates a prohibition. Says the Gemara, lo, no, maybe it's new juice with grapes, and b'mashu, and even a tiny amount creates a prohibition. So the Gemara says, you can't say that the Mishnah is saying that even a tiny amount creates a prohibition. I mean, a tiny sefer. The end of the Mishnah said a rule. Zaklal, here's the rule. Kol shabana asa b'no, same time, aser. If in the mixture it's giving a beneficial taste, then it's prohibition. Kol shein b'no, asa b'no, same time. But if in the mixture the taste is a putrid taste, it's not a positive, then it's mutter, it's permitted. So mechlal, so that shows you that the whole Mishnah, the b'no same time askina, the Mishnah is talking about mixtures with a ratio of 1/60, right? That's the whole point. It's no same time. It's language of no same time. It's not language of mashu. So you see that even though it's a new juice with grapes and they have the same taste, it's still no same time, because apparently Abaye is wrong and Rava is right. We don't look at taste, we look at the definition, we look at the names. Says the Gemara, Abai will tell you, Masnisin b'chamra atika b'invi. Our Mishnah is talking about old wine with grapes. So old wine, even Abai agrees, because number one, it has different names, wine versus grapes, but also different tastes. Old wine has a different taste than the grapes. So that's what the Mishnah was talking about, a situation of 1/60, because the Mishnah is talking about different time and different tastes. Okay, so first argument in Abaye and Rava, how do we define min b'mino? Do we define min b'mino by the shame, by the name of the item, or do we define min b'mino by ta'am, by the taste of the item? Now, next argument between Abaye and Rava. Following case. Chala d'chamra, let's say you have vinegar from non-kosher wine. Plus, challah de shichra, you have vinegar, but it's vinegar not from wine, but vinegar from beer. Or you have chamira de chiti, you have leaven from wheat. We know that leaven, it's our topic now, it's Pesach. Leaven is where the dough is taken and allowed to sour, then it's put into other doughs to speed up fermentation. So if you have chamira de chiti, if you have leaven of wheat flour, the chamira de sa'ari, and leaven of barley flour. So one, let's say, is kosher, and one's not kosher. So Abaye said, when you have a mixture of vinegars, but different types of vinegars, one is vinegar of wine, the other is vinegar of beer, or you have a mixture of leavens, one is leaven of wheat, the other is leaven of barley's. So Abaye Amar Beno Saint Tam, again, Abaye says, we look at the tastes, and therefore, since they have different tastes, even though they're both the same name, they're both vinegar, we follow the idea of taste. So they're considered min b'she'eino mino, a type with a different type. And the issue is you have to have 60 times more to permit it. And if you don't have 60 times more, it's prohibited. Because baser time mazlina, because we look at the tastes. V'hai time alachud, this taste is different. V'hai time alachud, this taste is different. V'havale min b'she'eino mino, it's a type with a different type. When you have a mixture of a type with a different type, and no same time, the issue is about taste. If it gives a taste, it's prohibited. If it doesn't give a taste, it's permitted. However, Rava said, in this case, I think it's b'mashu. Even if there's a tiny amount of the leaven in the leaven, or of the vinegar in the vinegar, it's prohibited. Because Rava said, like he said before, basar shmazlin, and I look at the title. V'hai chala mikri, this is called vinegar, v'hai chala mikri, this is called vinegar. Hai chamira mikri, this is called leaven. V'hai chamira mikri, this is called leaven. Therefore, havalei min b'mino. Therefore, it's a type with its own type. V'chol min b'mino b'mashu. Every type with its own type, even a tiny amount, already creates a prohibition. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, mina mina la, what's my source? To baser taimaz linan, that we define things based on taste, not based on their name. Yatanya, we learned in a brisa, in regards to Masechet Orla. Tavlin, if you have spices, shnayim v'shalosh shemos, of two or three different names. Let's say you have pilpel shachor, pilpel lavan, and pilpel aruch. You have white pepper, black pepper, and long pepper. They're all pilpil. They're all one type. They're all pepper. Oh, min shlosha. So, maybe it's three different types. And they have three different names. Asurin, umitzdarfin. You have situations now where they can be prohibited and they can combine to create a problem, right? Let's say you have a tiny amount of white pepper that fell in and a small amount of black pepper that fell in. So the white pepper on its own, you wouldn't taste any of it. The black pepper on its own, you don't taste any of it. But when you put the two together, you do feel the taste of the pepper. So they combine to create a prohibition. And they're different prohibitions. Amar Chizki explained, we're talking about where they're all adding sweetness. They all are a sweetener. So since together they create sweetness in the pot, they combine to create a prohibition. Now, if you say that we look at the tastes, I can understand why they combine, because they all have the same taste. They're all sweet. But if we're going to say we follow the names, this name is by its own. It's called white pepper. This name is by its own. It's black pepper. So you see that you follow the taste. That's a bias proof. Rav Amalacha, Rav tells you there is another name besides the name black pepper that unites them all. And Hamani, who is that? Brisa, it's Rabbi Meir. He, the Tanya, we looked in a Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda, Om Rishim Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Rabbi Meir. Minayin l'chol isurin shabbat Torah shemitzdar from zem zeh. How do we know that all the prohibited items in the Torah can combine with each other? That if a person eats half a kezias of pig and half a kazayas of, let's say, forbidden fats, he can get malkos. We wouldn't say he only ate half of a kazayas of the prohibited matter. They combine with each other. Shenem, because of the pasuk. The pasuk says, lo sochal kol to'eva. Don't eat any abomination, which means, kol shel ti'avti lecha, whatever I have made abominable to you, areu bebal tochal. There is a single, united, don't eat. So according to Rava, that's just the view of Rabbi Meir. According to Abaye, this is because tastes are what matter, and that's why they combine with each other.
Rabbi, do we know how did they get to the magic number of 60?
Yeah, because that's when you don't taste it anymore.
I mean, how did they? I mean, they really tried this to come up with that number there.
Yeah.
Just maybe just about it. It's something that we're talking a soup.
A lobster
but I can take it.
Holidays, 50% off.
I can leave it because I have a bet.
You should take it out. You should take it out.
Take it out.
Yeah.
We cannot say Alaha Motel.
Okay.
I'll give it for
52. Now the next issue. So we had so far two arguments between Abaye and Rava. We had one argument about new grape juice in grapes. Then we had an argument about wine vinegar together with beer vinegar. Both of those arguments revolved around the same question. Do we follow taste or do we follow names? Now third argument. Chala lego chamra. Let's say you had vinegar of non-kosher wine that falls into kosher wine. Okay, so when the vinegar falls into the non-kosher wine, Devar Yaakov b'no same time, everybody agrees we have to look at the ratios of 60, because vinegar is called chometz, wine is called yayin, and the tastes are different. One is vinegar, one is wine. But what about chamra l'gochala? You had non-kosher wine falling into kosher vinegar. So now when the wine falls into the kosher vinegar, as the wine is falling in, the bad smell of the vinegar is going to turn around the wine and give the wine also that bad smell. So they'll have different tastes, but the same smell. Sabaya, Amar Abaye says, in that case, b'mashu. Here, even a little bit of the non-kosher wine creates a prohibition. And here, Rava says, no, but no, same time, you need to have less than 60 in order to have a prohibition. Abaye says, even a small amount creates a prohibition. Now, turning to Samach Vav Amud Beis, because the Rabbi holds like this, Rechechala, this drop of wine that's falling in, the non-kosher wine, has a smell of vinegar. V'taymo chamra, even though its taste is wine and its name is wine. So whatever has the smell of vinegar is also chala, has the status of vinegar. So since it has the status of vinegar based on the smell, havale min bemino, now it's a type mixing with its own type. And as we're learning throughout the learning today, according to this sugya, kol min bemino, when you have mixtures of two of the same type, bimashahu, even a tiny amount creates a prohibition. And Rava, my Rava said, when you have drops of non-kosher wine falling into kosher vinegar, but no same time, it's only a problem if it's a ratio of 1/60th. But if it's 60 times more vinegar than the wine, it would be permitted. Because Rava holds, when you have these drops of wine falling in, Rechechala, this is wine with the smell of vinegar. Granted, that's true. But Taima Chamra, this drop of wine still has the taste of wine. So since it has the taste of wine, even though it has the smell of vinegar, chamra, it's still defined as wine. So it's wine and vinegar. Havale min b'shein omino. So you have a type mixing with a different type. V'chol min b'shein omino. Whenever you have a type mixing with a different type, but no same time, it only loses its identity if there's 60 times more than it. But if it's less than 60 times, if it's giving taste, it creates a prohibition. But if it's not even giving a taste, and it doesn't create a prohibition. So this is, again, a new issue. So we had number one, the first issue we discussed with two ramifications is, do you define an item by its name or do you define it by its taste? And now we have a new idea. Abaye used to say it's all defined based on taste, but now he says further, if it has a smell of one item and a taste of another item, then you look at the smell. Smell is also a key defining point, and according to Rava, smell is not a definition. Jay, it might be too early for Talis and Tefillin. I'm not sure. We have the Zmanim for when.
Paul's are.
Oh, so okay, 666. You're good. You can put on Talis and Tefillin. Yeah, question, David. Yes?
Then we know the same type, like fat with fat, and the molecules combined. Like oil remover has oil in it, that's how we can remove oil. And if it's different elements, then it would never combine. Like water and oil.
Very good. So that would explain why there would be a prohibition, even bimashu, because they combine. You really can't. That's it. They've all become one thing. They're all the same.
So, Rabbi, putting sugar in the food that they put in, it changes the taste, no?
Good.
Is it kosher?
Where?
The food.
Why not?
It's 160.
Sugar is kosher.
No,
let's say. If
he's talking about a spice, right?
Yeah, as you know, like you said, it changes the taste of
so
the
it depends,
food.
But if the spice is kosher, it's kosher.
It's good.
So now let's go further about the issues of smells.
That's what he was trying to
do. Hi, Bastia.
Nice try.
Let's say you have a barrel, and in the barrel there is a hole in order to smell the wine. To smell that the wine is good, and then you can go drink it. So if Ovid Kochavim Bidi Yisrael, let's say it's a Jewish barrel of wine and a non-Jew wants to smell it, shop your dummy. That's fine, because a non-Jew smelling wine is not creating any problems. But Yisrael with Ovid Kochavim, but if a Jew wants to smell a non-Jew's wine, so Abayu thinks that smells matter. Abayu Amar Asri, he said he can't, because smelling the wine is the equivalent of having the taste. And it's like tasting non-Jewish wine. Rava Amar Mutter, Rava who says that smells don't matter, tastes matter. So Rava would say you're allowed to smell non-Jewish wine. Abaye Amar Asher, Abaye says you're now allowed to smell non-Jewish wine. Reicha Milsi, because Abaye holds that a smell is like the item itself. So smelling an item is like eating the item. Rava Amar Mutter, Rava says you are allowed to smell it, because Reicha Lav Milsi, he says smell is not the same as eating. So smell is nothing. My Rava said, what's my source? Terecha, v'lo klumu, that smell is nothing. It's not, because we learned in a Mishnah, tanur, she'siku b'chamon, I think it's cumin, right? An oven that was heated with cumin, shel truma of truma, and then alfaboas hapas, and then you put into that oven bread, and you bake bread in it. Hapas muteris. The bread does not have the status of having truma tastes. The bread is permitted. Why? The fish ain't tam kamon. Because there's not going to be any taste of the cumin. El arecha kamon. There's going to be the smell of the cumin. And the smell doesn't count. Smell is nothing. That's Rava's source. Vabaye will tell you. That's not a proof. Shani Yasam over there was different, right? It was sticks of cumin. But Mikla Yisura, they were burned. He burned those things. So since the cumin was burned, it's gone. So therefore, the smell that's left is not going to create a prohibition in the bread. But when you go to wine, the wine is existing, and you're smelling the aromas coming out of the wine. That's ingesting something real, something that lasts. And that, according to Abaye, is, in fact, a prohibition. Yeah, question,
Rabbi,
Kim?
What about tasting? Because, you know, someone, yeah, they will not drink it, right? They'll just taste it and spit it out.
Also would be a problem. So I mean, according to Rava, is that a problem?
Well, for Rava, is it a problem for Rava?
Certainly a problem for
sure.
Because,
yes.
Because you have the smell already.
Right.
I don't think it's such a problem, because you're not swallowing anything.
Right.
If you don't swallow, but I mean, you can't taste if you don't swallow.
No, you can. Your taste buds.
You do that on your palate.
And that's why the smell is also really connected to the taste.
So that's okay.
I think you might swallow.
Maybe you can rely on bottle then.
Yeah, but no, I think once you have a small amount, you might swallow it, so it'll be a problem.
Chatzis
shi or asur min haTorah, less than the full amount, is also prohibited. It's just when you have a mixture with some other item that it can become permitted. So Amar Rav Mari, let's try to finish the daf. Rav Mari said, the argument between Abaye and Rava, whether smells are an item, that's kitanai. It's actually an argument of the tanayim, because we learned harodeh paschama unasan al pichavish shel yayin shel chuma, a person who takes hot bread off of the oven and puts it on top of a barrel of chuma. Rabbi Meir says, non kohanim can't eat the bread because the smell goes into it. Rabbi Yehuda permits it. And Rabbi Yossi matcha b'shal chitin. Rabbi Yossi permits if the bread is made of wheat flour. Vos b'shal sa'orim. And he prohibits if the bread is from barley flour. P'tesha sa'orim shavos, because the barley bread absorbs a lot. And not the wheat. So my lab balkamifki. So this is presumably the issue. Marsa Rabbi Meir holds rechamilsi. The smells matter. That's why the bread becomes prohibited to the non-kohanim. Umar Savra, the other opinion, Rav Yehuda holds, Recha lavelo klum, smells are nothing. So the Gemara suggests not, Lirava, according to Rava, Vade Tanoi. He'll agree that it is a machlokas Tanoi. But La Abai, but according to Abai, Milema Tanoi, it doesn't have to be a machlokas Tanoi. Amalacha Abai, Abai will tell you, Lav Miyitmar Allah, didn't we learn that Am Rabbi Baruchana said, Bepas Chama Vachavis Psucha. Okay, so we're going to see. If it's a hot bread with an open barrel, everybody agrees it becomes prohibited. If the bread is cold and the barrel is closed, everybody agrees it's permissible. When is the argument? When you have only one item, either the barrel being open and the bread being cold, or the barrel is closed but the bread is hot. So therefore, he'll say that this case is like hot bread with an open barrel, and therefore everybody agrees it becomes prohibited. Okay, we'll continue with that tomorrow. Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha.